Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Wednesday, December 29th, and it is hump day. And if I were working, it would be great news. But since I'm not working, I'm just putting this nice broadcast in the can for you guys, I can just say it's Wednesday. Isn't that lovely? I hope you're taking some time off too. And if you are and you're looking through your financial stuff or some question comes up, we are here for you. All you need to do is go to the website, jillonmoney.com, and click the contact button. That's what Kevin did. Kevin's on the line from Minnesota.
My wife and I are both 58, so we're getting close to the to where we're looking at retiring. And we've spent a lot of time researching and investing in 401ks and IRAs, and I pretty much understand those things. One thing I've learned is that there's a lot of nonsense out there as far as information that's available.
Indeed.
Which is why I listen to you. I don't ever hear any nonsense from you.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of nonsense, but it's not usually about your retirement or your financial life. It might be nonsense when I'm talking about like sports or hockey or something, right?
Not at all.
All right. Well, what else is going on? You've been researching and you're 58. You guys both working still?
Yes.
And when do you think you want to retire?
Well, we're not sure. It depends on how things go at our jobs. But the investing has gone rather well. And we can, you know, if we have to retire earlier or want to retire earlier than 62, we can. But what I'm trying to get information on right now is Social Security. I have not found a lot of information on Social Security mm-hmm. that's easy to read, that makes sense, that I think is comprehensive. And I was hoping, my question for you basically is, can you direct me to a really good source of information on Social Security that explains all the strategies, all the options that you have, and does it in English?
Well, first of all, oddly enough, the Social Security website is pretty good. I know that sounds odd, but SSA.gov, there is actually a ton of very good information there. The thing that's interesting about Social Security is that the claiming strategies, what's happened with those, has changed quite a bit and actually reduces your options for kind of what you could or could not do. But let me just give you the broad brush. The broad brush is everybody has something called a full retirement age. So if you go to Social Security, SSA.gov, and you look up your own record, you'll see that there is some date. And for you, it's probably 66, maybe 66 and change.
Yeah.
And what that means is that at that age, you will be able to file for retirement, Social Security retirement benefits, and get some amount of money every month. Do you know what the number? Have you done that yet or not?
Yeah, I've looked at it. I've done their calculation.
Okay. So how much is the monthly amount?
That we would be getting?
Yep, at your full retirement age.
It was approximately $36,000 a year.
Okay, great. Okay, so that's your full retirement age. So what happens is the Social Security Administration allows you to claim as early as age 62, but you wouldn't get that $36,000. It would probably be reduced by about 20%. And the reduction that you take when you claim early is a permanent reduction, which is why people like me say, don't do that unless you have to. I mean, if you were in terrible health, you would do it, right? Part of Social Security is making a bet on when you think you're going to die.
Right.
Right. But for most people, claiming early is a permanent reduction. And if a spouse is counting on your Social Security benefit and going to claim half of your benefit, the spouse's lifetime Social Security would also be reduced by 20%. So in general, we say wait till your full retirement age. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, every year that you delay, or every month you delay, the Social Security system will beef up your benefit. So if you put in, what would it look like for me to claim at age 70? That's the kind of the maximum you could get. It's going to be a higher number. So in general, that's kind of how Social Security works. Would your wife also be claiming Social Security on her own, or would she be claiming half of yours?
Probably on her own. Our career paths have gone in such a way that our benefits will be about the same.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay. So when you look at your total retirement asset base, how much do you have saved for whenever you call it quits? About
$750,000, roughly.
And will you guys be entitled to any pensions?
Not big ones. We've both worked in state government or in government for a part of our careers, and there's actual pensions there. But there, right now, there would be for both of us about $4,000 a year.
Okay, so good. You get some nice lunches on the on your. That's very nice. How much do you guys need to live on? Do you know?
We haven't done a real good, or we can't calculate that because we're also considering when we retire, moving to Mexico or Costa Rica or someplace like that.
I love that. You mean for those cheap living expenses? Do you guys have kids or not? You're going to just say to the kids, screw you, or what?
We have kids, but our kids have airline flight benefits.
Nice. And they would want to visit you. So here's what I would do if I were you, Kevin. I would look at this and say, you know, in general, we'll send you some information about Social Security. You can play with the calculators, et cetera. But in general, you want to try to look at your retirement and say, how much are we really going to need to live on, right? And then you want to project forward and you say, all right, let's say that we can really retire at age 62. Then what I want you to also think about is I have to accumulate some money that would maybe be available to help float my lifestyle outside of retirement. So non-retirement assets, especially because then you don't want to have to pay tax on everything, right? And you want to beef up some of your non-retirement assets. And then you want to see if it makes sense for you to delay claiming Social Security even more into the future. The best thing to know about your retirement is, you know this obviously in your gut, but the longer you work, the better the numbers look. If you hate your job and you just want to bail, then maybe even if you could simply make a little bit of money in some sort of side job or part-time job or do something a little bit just to bring some money in, that may be enough for you to bridge the gap between age 62 and your full retirement age. But, I'm excited to hear about Costa Rica or wherever you go, and keep us posted. Okay, if you are one of those people who are thinking, like Kevin, about Social Security and strategies, it's complicated, and we are here to help you out. Mark and I really dig this topic. It's kind of fascinating. It's one of the few areas of your financial life over which you have a lot of control. So give us a shout. Just go to JillOnMoney.com and click the contact button. We'll get your note. Don't forget to tell us if you'll come on the air, because Mark does all the rest. Would you mind leaving us a rating and review? Mark is desperate. He wants high numbers. Okay. When you're out and about, why don't you do something nice for someone else today? It really will make that person feel so good. It'll make you feel good. Grit, growth, grace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.